just ride the tracks and find ourselves just waiting through tomorrow. And you and I, when we're coming down, we're only getting back, and you know I feel no sorrow.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Wednesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square. Across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, Great Britain. Good morning, everybody. Hello. Good afternoon, Australia. Good evening, America. Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Europe.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
Good morning, Europe.
Hello. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
That's what we're doing for 3.5 hours.
Hello.
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 We all just got caught in the rain this morning. It is lashing it down outside in London and Leicester Square.
It's like really, it's like the roads are rivers.
You should see Dom's hair. It's a mess.
It's a mess. It's gone all frizzy. You know, like Monica in Friends when she goes to the Bahamas, wherever. That's how I am.
Dom's jacket is on the back of James Robinson's chair.
Drenched.
He's off. My jacket is on the back of Captain's chair because he won't be in the studio for a bit.
Yeah.
Drenched. And I did very well. I got out of the car and then I ran to a restaurant. I ran because he had a gun. And they had the hoardings out. And
yeah.
So I ran and stood under there. Had a bit of my vape.
Oh, I see.
Because I'm young and cool. And then thought, right, it looks like it's just eased off. I'll leg it now to the door of the building, which was about a 12-second run. And then just as I went, go, it then started again.
Is it still raining out there now? And look how dark it looks.
I know.
It's usually nice and nice
daylight
and light
by now.
Yeah.
It's really
dark. I used my torch this morning.
Did you?
What for? To keep dry?
To go around the flat. Normally there's enough kind of natural little bit of light. You don't have to use it.
Listen, I know who you live with.
Yes.
And I know that he often turns up drunk. Everyone's in a blue moon.
Yeah.
Not often. And he will sometimes make a bit of noise, wake you up, go into the bedroom, put the light on.
Sing you a song.
Right. Whisper to you in a loud voice, shh.
Are you awake?
So I think when you get up, put the light on.
Put the light on.
I would. Stick the TV on.
Because I know you, you'll go out the bedroom and then very quietly close the bedroom door. Once the bedroom door's closed, you put the lights on in the flat. Why wouldn't you put the lights on in the rest of the flat?
I put the light on in the bathroom once the door's shut. So I get the torch.
In the ensuite or the other one?
No, the main one.
So you leave the ensuite because you don't want to disturb him.
Yeah, but that's tight. It's literally like you can't even move around in it. You can't even sit on the loo properly without banging your knee on something. Especially Toby.
Especially Toby, no chance.
And plus, we've got a suitcase in the shower as storage.
Pippa and Toby, two tall people living in a minuscule flat made for 5 foot two people.
Like Sylvanian families.
We went to... Because we go to the gym recently, like so, he's been saying you two should do stretching together at home because stretching's good for you. And I'm like, oh no, we can't do that. It has to be one at a time. There's not enough room. Especially like Toby's put his on. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yeah, I get it going to the main bathroom and close the door with the torch on. And once that's closed, and I only like just I lock it a tiny bit because the door swings open otherwise, and then I turn the light on. It's boring, wasn't it?
Can I ask you a question? Why do you only lock it a tiny bit? Why don't you lock it fully?
Because it makes too much of a noise. But if you click it...
Give me that noise. Now...
It's not a duck.
And where is the bathroom as opposed to the bedroom?
It's at like a right angle to our bedroom door.
And you close the bedroom door?
Yeah.
And give me that noise again. And you're worried...
It's not overly accurate.
And you're worried that noise in another room might wake Toby up.
Yeah, you're
too soft.
But he's quite... He only needs to do it a bit and the door stays shut, so I don't need to. I don't really need to lock it.
Tiffy used to say to me, she's not said it for a while. She goes, oh, I heard you leave this morning. And I'm like, huh? I heard you leave. No, I heard you leave this morning. And I'm like...
What does that mean?
No, you didn't. As in, she heard me leave through the front door of the house. No, right. No, you didn't. There is no way on God's earth that you heard that. Because here's what I do. The door is all unlocked by the Yale at this point.
Yeah.
And so I push it down. I open the door. It does not make a sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I then put the key in the lock, turn it, and then pull the door gently and then release the key.
That is very considerate.
That's very good. That.
And she gives it, I heard you leave this morning. And I'm like,
no way.
You've got spider sense here.
You heard the cat.
Absolutely.
Also, Tiff likes to sleep with white noise.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What sort of...
Yeah, well, so that we have... Depending on the weather, she likes the aircon. We have an aircon machine, so we don't have aircon at home. So I'm telling you now... We're live on Global Player,
now's
by the way,
the
you can watch. Now is the time to buy your portable air conditioning unit. Yes, it's a few quid. And yes, you're going to have a tube out the window. Yes, it makes a bit of noise. But when those three hot days come in the summer,
absolutely,
when no one can sleep, you will be a little bit chilly.
And smug.
And very smug.
I'm telling you.
And well-rested.
Does Warrington John do portable air conditioning units?
I mean, who knows? I think so.
One of your best mates in the world.
Yeah, but he doesn't really... He's not fully across what he's doing himself, I don't think. So he basically does businesses, usually. Right. So he'll do air conditioning and refrigeration.
What a long way to say you don't know.
Don't know, really. Don't know. I imagine he could get a good deal on them.
I'm telling you, get yourself a portable air conditioning unit with that tube out the window thing. It's amazing. It's a life changer.
Yeah.
Game changer.
There you go. James Odell.
Yeah.
Best £300 I ever spent on a portable AC unit.
Right. Honestly, it's amazing. When Tiff had first moved in with me, she had some friends come over from California, and it just so happened to be a really hot spell in the UK, especially in London, that kind of city
hours.
Heat.
Yeah.
And the mixture of it was boiling in hours and jet lag, and they were all dying. And one of them ended up, we've got a tiny makeshift balcony.
Right.
And one of them just went out there to sleep outside.
Oh, really?
She said it was cooler than actually inside the house.
Really?
And they could not believe we didn't have aircon.
Yeah.
They could not believe it.
Yeah.
We're not an aircon country.
We're not an aircon country. And also our houses are built to keep in heat.
Yeah,
because we're generically a cold country. So our houses, everything, the whole thing is not built for heat.
No.
So get yourself a portable air conditioning unit. Anyway, so we'd sleep with that on some nights. And it adjusts the room temperature. Well, it tries to keep the room temperature at the same thing. So it senses what temperature the room is.
Yeah.
What's your perfect room temperature?
I don't know. I've told you this before. I don't understand aircon temperatures.
No,
it's
I
true.
Don't.
It's weird because you have.
If it's going to be 21 degrees, if it's going to be 22 degrees today, it's going to be warm.
Hot, yeah.
But if you put an air conditioning unit on 22, it's not warm.
No.
I don't, and I still to this day, I don't understand.
No, that's very true. I don't get it either at all.
So 18. 17.
That's nippy.
It's nippy.
Yeah.
Oh, Tiff likes it. It's like being in the ice hotel.
Yeah.
I think your average is 19. I don't know. Where did I get that from?
You just made it up. Just own it.
You can
own it
with Aircon Facts.
Own it. Say that a professor told you.
A professor told me.
Oh, a professor of?
Of Aircon.
Right. Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Warrington John told me.
Yes, that's it. Professor Warrington
Professor John. Warrington John.
That's it.
Anyway, the machine, when it has to readjust the temperature in the room, it goes... It's like having Johnny Vaughan in your bedroom.
Yes.
Reading the paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently she can hear downstairs when I'm leaving. Whatever.
It's a superpower.
Well, anyway, I don't know how we got into all of this. What were we talking about?
It's raining.
It's raining.
Torches.
But the rest of the country is absolutely beautiful. People
is
are sending
it?
Us pictures. Yeah, up north is stunning.
Hey, send us a photo. You can do it on WhatsApp. And if you haven't saved our phone number, our WhatsApp number in your phone, save it now. Put it in Radio X WhatsApp and then boom, really quick. 0330 33 33 100. So it's got threes and zeros and a one in it. There you are. 0330 33 33 100. Now, if you're listening outside of the UK, use your international dialing code +44. That's for United Kingdom.
Mm.
So you'll go +44, drop the zero.
Clever. That's it.
0330 33 33 100.
Yeah.
And you need to drop the zero.
You do. Yeah, I don't know. That's what you do.
Okay. +44 330 33 33 100. Yeah. Save it. Oh, someone's texting something that the paper doesn't like. Spray the face.
Oh, no. Sometimes the system does something weird when you click on the message. It just opens up the photo. It makes it hard to drag into the on-air window.
Yeah, you can't. You have to just drag it into the on-air window without the photo.
Yeah.
But the photo's attached to it.
Yeah, but so don't open it and then try and drag it.
No, but you have to select it first, and just clicking on it kept opening up the photo. But don't worry.
Because are you clicking on the paperclip icon?
No, I'm clicking on the main message.
I think you should leave then.
But I think
you should leave the show.
I think so. I think you've got a couple of days left maximum.
There's a problem with you and the messages. It doesn't work. I really love you, but it's clearly not working out. Yeah. I think it's time.
There's a conflict.
Yeah.
There's a conflict there.
Do you know what? I'll take that.
I don't know where you're going to go, but I wish you all the best. We'll write you a good reference if you want.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Can you please?
Yeah, no problem.
We'll do a reference.
Anyway, well, send us a picture of where you are. I'll let Pippa go through all of those whilst I tell you while he's on the show today. Little Alex Horn is coming in to see us. Oh, little Alex Horn. Now, I bumped into the Taskmaster. Did I tell you this the other week?
You did?
I bumped into him at the tube station.
Right.
And I think he told me he was going swimming, which I don't know why that amused me.
Yeah, that's quite random, isn't it?
But he saw me and he goes, Chris. And I went, oh, hey, how are you? And we had a hug.
Mm.
Now, when Pippa hugs me in the morning, she has to kind of bend over slightly.
No, I don't. I just do that so that we're not touching at the crotch area.
No, it's because I'm taller than James, but much shorter than Pippa.
You're average height, aren't you?
Yeah.
I say yes, and you two are freakishly tall.
We're freakishly tall, that's true.
Anyway, when Greg Davies hugs me, I mean, he could break his spine.
Yeah, no.
He has to crouch down so much.
He is particularly tall, though.
But it always blows my mind because Alex is tall. Alex Horn.
No, he's not. It's little Alex Horn.
Yeah.
Isn't that mad? Alex Horn's 6'2".
No,
he's 6'3". Right. Really tall.
And he looks small next to Greg, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So little Alex Horn will be in. I guess we're talking about Taskmaster, or is that silly band is in, whatever.
The Horn
or,
section.
Is it that what it is?
The Horn section.
They gig all over the place. Yeah, do you know that?
Yeah, touring at the moment, yeah. Well, they're about to.
Has he got tour dates? Oh my God, he has as well.
And series two of the Horn Section starts tomorrow on Channel 4.
I didn't even know he had a show. What's that? I didn't even know he had a show with the Horn Section. Yeah. What is it?
It is.
In the first series, we saw Alex Horn step out of Greg Davies' shadow as he got the chance to host his own late night chat show with his loyal band. Well, I'm going to be honest.
Mm.
And this is the state of television these days. That totally passed me by. I didn't even know he'd done a series.
Really?
It's
been going quite a while.
Well, it's one season. I did not know that. Well, I will be watching that.
He's playing Basingstoke, Pip.
Whee!
His first,
the Anvil.
The Anvil.
Is that right? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it is the Anvil.
Oh, well, that's our main theatre.
Yeah.
Now, what else is on? I am a bit tired today, but I'm all right. My mum's not very well, so yesterday I thought I'll go and see her, surprise her and cheer her up.
Nice. That's a nice thing to do.
So I got the... I legged it out the door here. I legged it out of here yesterday. The last song was Pearl Jam, which is 5 minutes long.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed.
Exactly.
But with a 5 minute song on and 3 minutes of commercials, that gives me 8 minutes before the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I can leave. Do the link into Pearl Jam, give everyone a hug, say goodbye, see you tomorrow. I'm out the door. I'm out the door 6 minutes to ten yesterday. I ain't lying to you, right? And as I'm running through Leicester Square to get the tube to go to the train station, walking towards me is the head of radio for Global, James Rea.
No.
I know what the chances.
Who sees me, smiles, the smile drops as he looks at his watch and sees that it's 6 minutes to ten.
Right.
And I don't finish my show till ten.
That is bad luck.
Isn't it bad luck?
And I did a terrible thing.
What did you say?
And I apologised to the baby Jesus in heaven.
What did you say?
And my mother. He goes, it's 5 to 10. And I went, my mum's very ill. I'm going to see her.
But that's true.
Well.
Yeah. You're going to see your mum.
And she's ill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped a very in there.
Yes, that's it. Yeah.
And he went, oh, no. Oh, I hope everything's all right. I said, oh, thank you. Yes, thank you. Thanks very much.
You can't argue with that.
I best go. Bye.
I best be off now.
You know, it's like if you work in a job where you don't wear a suit and you ever put a suit on.
Yes.
And someone will go, oh, hope you get the job. If you just turn around and go, I'm at a funeral today.
Yeah.
That normally shuts them up.
Absolutely.
Which means that when you actually do have an interview for a job and you do have to go to work in a suit, just tell them you're going to a funeral and they'll pipe down, so you'll be fine.
So you're saying that our boss felt a bit guilty?
Oh, God, I hope so.
Questioning.
No, I just, it's more me getting away with the fact that I legged it.
Yeah.
But you never do. It's a very unusual circumstance.
I know, today we're our old blooming day.
We are, I know.
We've got loads of things to do today the show.
Yeah.
Including speak to a couple of very, very exciting people.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. So, yeah, get well soon to my mum. This is how poorly my mum is. She's not listening to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She listens all the time.
She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Morning, Vera.
She's not listening.
Not listening. On listen again.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Maybe.
Which Vera? Vera Wang.
Yeah, I'm saying hello to Vera Wang.
Vera Duckworth.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be on listen again.
Oh,
morning,
no.
Vera.
And she doesn't know how that works.
No. Okay. Fine.
If I showed her, she'd be on it. But like, it's funny. It's funny the things that my mum can work out and the things that she can't work out.
Mm.
Like at home, they've got like Sonos around the house.
Yeah.
And they've got a surround sound system in the lounge.
Hmm.
And she knows to put the telly on. She just hits the... Like, she's got everything synced up.
Right.
So one button and the telly goes on, the surround sound goes on, the sky goes on. She's got it all down. She doesn't really ring me anymore. She FaceTimes me.
Yeah.
She's done this for years.
She was an early adopter of the old FaceTime.
Yeah. Her sister's 80. Mm. They FaceTime each other all the time, right?
Yeah.
Lovely. She's got obviously loads of sisters, but you know what I mean? And so she's all over it.
Mm.
Not a bother. And then she'll say to me, How are you watching the Leeds United game? It's not on telly. Oh no, I'm going to watch it in another country. What? How can I do that?
Get a flight to Brazil.
Okay, how can you do that?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Well, what do I need to do? Okay, you can't do that. I've tried before.
Mm.
To get her to watch, like, and I get so frustrated.
Yeah.
And then she's great with FaceTime, unless she then has to show me the TV or the laptop.
Ah, and then it's a little button.
And then she can't swap the camera around.
Right.
So
yeah.
I just get the side of her ear and a vase with some flowers in it. And I'm like, you need to turn the camera around.
Mm.
What? Turn the camera around. She'll turn the phone around. No. Right, so you see, I can't see you. All right, turn the phone back then. Okay, right, now press the... where's the button? Okay, I can't... Oh, just forget it. I said, no, it's fine. Press the screen and then see the camera. What camera? What? And then she points to the camera lens. No, the icon for the... What's an icon? The what?
No. Yeah, just deep breaths at that point. Yeah.
So do you know what I did once?
What?
I watched the game on a telly.
Oh, no, you told me this.
And I FaceTimed her, propped the phone up.
Yes. So she could, yes.
So she could sit and watch it on the iPad. And I had to turn it up very loud, obviously, so she could hear it. And so I just plonked my phone there for 40 minutes. And then I said, right, I'll call you back for the start of the second half.
It works, though. That's
technically, I'm a pirate.
You are. Simon Bates would have you for that.
He would.
He wouldn't like that.
Whenever you buy or rent a video, you need to be aware of the classification. This movie is 18, which means it's from Dom's collection.
That's right. No.
What?
Hang on. There are some beautiful places this morning.
On the WhatsApps. Oh,
so
now,
jealous.
Look at Home Firth.
I love Home Firth.
Auntie Dawn.
It's beautiful.
In Home Firth. That picture.
Now, where is that?
Let me put it in your thing.
Put it in my on-air pile at the top so I can see what you're talking about.
There you go. Second one down. Absolutely beautiful, that.
Auntie Dawn.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's, who's Auntie Dawn? That's someone's auntie.
Is it James Buckley's?
Oh, is it?
No, Ralph's.
Ralph Little, Ralph, that's right. It. Yeah.
Is that Ralph's Auntie Dawn?
Yeah.
Hi, Auntie Dawn. That's a beautiful view of the countryside.
Isn't that stunning? Blue sky, like you wouldn't believe.
Gorgeous day in Oldham, says Gaz. That's a lovely picture. Cuzzy in Aberford in West Yorkshire. Lovely up here. Sun is shining over the church. Blue skies. Keith is in East Kilbride in Scotland, out cutting the greens.
Oh, he's on the golf course. Look at that. Beautiful.
Is that what he's doing? Is that what he's...
Yeah.
Is that your job, Keith?
That's a lovely job.
That's a great job in this weather.
Well, today.
In this weather, yeah.
Yeah.
Gaz is in South Yorkshire. That's beautiful. Is that your garden, Gaz? That's big. I see up north.
Up
north, there's so much space. Look at that. He's got two sun loungers, a slide, a swing, and one of those bouncy trampolini things.
That is lovely. Look at the size of it.
Beautiful.
Someone's doing all right for themselves. Yes. A view of the blue sky from the bedroom window this morning in Cumbria. Love the show, says Sarah. Absolute. It is. If I could get you a photo of what it's like outside, it's grim.
It's so miserable in London today.
County Cavan in Ireland. Danny says, love the show. Oh, my God, where is that your land? Good God, I've gone from Yorkshire with a nice back garden. This is like Yellowstone.
That's beautiful.
It's like he's got a ranch.
Jesus, Danny. That's Kevin Costner there.
Lovely plants out the front.
Oh, lovely.
Has he got a driveway? Look, can you see that picture?
Yeah.
If you look in the middle to the right.
Yeah.
Is that a roundabout?
He's got his own roundabout.
Has he got a roundabout?
See the two white pillars?
Yes.
Wait, it's the thing's clips in Yellowstone.
Someone's
got some dough.
Oh, yeah. What do you do for a living, Danny?
Lovely.
I was watching some... oh, my God, his name's just gone out of my head. It'll come back. He's a comedian who passed away a couple of years ago. Toby and I were talking about him the other day.
Sean Locke?
No, American guy. Or Canadian. Anyway... He did Saturday Night Live, he did Weekend Update. I had a talk to those, he's had a drink. A little bit sometimes. Oh my God, what's his name? Anyway. And he was talking about when he was touring around America doing stand-up.
Mm.
He played somewhere and he goes, all these little towns and everything. He goes, there's always the rich guy.
Yes.
The richest man in certain name of place.
Mm.
He's always got the biggest house and everyone knows him. And they go, see that house there? That's the richest guy in insert name of place.
Yeah.
Is he called Mike, by the way?
No.
Norm?
Norm MacDonald.
It is.
That's it. Thank you. So that picture, Danny, that you showed us of your house in County Cavan, I reckon Danny's the richest man.
He's the one, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the one, isn't he?
I think so.
Excellent. Can we visit Danny?
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Paige is walking the dog in Lincolnshire. Not a drop of rain. Oh, it's beautiful everywhere.
Oh, it really is.
Cute little dog as well. So sweet.
Paul is in Bolton. Now, this can't be nice. No offence. It's beautiful. Look at that.
Is it?
All right. Well, there you go. Oh, St. Austell.
St. Austell.
Next to Carlion Bay. All right. So, not so super sunny, but okay.
Nice and bright, though.
Oh, I've got these gigs out. All my gigs are outdoors this weekend.
Yes.
I really need the weather to be good.
I think you're good for Friday.
Friday night, I think I'm good.
And Saturday's better than Sunday, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, by the way,
stay dry.
Let me do that in a sec. So, yeah, I need the weather to be good in Carlion Bay.
Yeah.
Pow Wow Castle.
Pow Wow.
It's Pow Wow Saturday.
Yeah.
Exactly how you pronounce it. Pow Wow.
And then Leyland.
Leyland on the
kind of Lancaster way.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Tiff's niece Scarlett has been messaging me.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we're doing something after the show today. She sent a question.
Oh, okay.
That's nice. And I said, send an audio version.
Yes.
And maybe I'll play it.
Yes.
And she's bottling out.
Oh,
she
really?
Hasn't sent an audio one. She's just on a text. Chicken.
Yeah, send an audio one.
I don't know why I'm doing it to that tune.
No. Lord of the Dance.
Richard Herring would say the Lord of the Dance City.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, what else? You may have been wondering, and you probably forgot to ask, but I know you'll be very intrigued.
Okay.
Go on.
Last week, I told you that I need to be up at the crack of dawn waiting for the postman to deliver a package, because for once in my sad life,
yes,
I've ordered something and I'm waiting for it to be delivered.
Yes.
The other day, I swear to God, right, 8 boxes turned up at ours. And one tiny package was for me.
And you wanted to intercept it?
I did.
Because you didn't want anyone to know what it was?
I didn't want anybody to see the box in case it had the name of the company written on the box. Because the name of the company is Howler.
That's right.
That's it.
Which I think sounds dubious.
I agree.
Mean, it does.
Yeah.
It does a bit.
At best, it's a dating site for dogs.
Yeah. At best. At very
worst.
That's funny.
Yeah. Let your imagination run wild.
Absolutely.
Anyway, there was a problem with my delivery from Howler because there were charges that I had to pay FedEx for.
Oh, no.
You know why? Because Howler is based in Amsterdam.
Oh.
Now.
You couldn't make it up.
So,
Amsterdam HQ.
I had to hover by the door for the last few days, waiting for my delivery from Amsterdam from a company called Howler, which is basically a plug-in and play item as well.
Right.
It has turned up.
Good.
And the box has been destroyed, and I will be plugging it in and enjoying myself later in the man cave.
Excellent.
You're welcome. Chris Miles, and that's the first 25. Dominic Edgy News next. We're switching the cameras off. We're waving now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat, out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth is coming to Apple TV Plus.
You still going on adventures?
Yes, I am. I'll just ask my sister if she'd come on this one with me.
We're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
No!
The fountain must be protected.
Starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman.
So you really think you're going to find a magic pool of water at the end of this?
I don't know, but I think you want to find out.
Fountain of Youth. New movie streaming 23rd of May on Apple TV Plus. Subscription required.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mom's mowing the lawn, Dad's cooking tea, and the twins are saving the universe. Again. Luckily, the Things are on a British Gas fixed tariff. Plus, they get half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 and 4 p.m. See if you're one of the millions who could be saving too. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas, taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. 3 confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
When you switch to Virgin Media smooth, lightning-fast broadband, all you have to do is nothing. Zip. Zilch. Nil. Nada. Zero. Absolutely naught. Suddenly, we handle everything for you. Virgin Media. See what you can do. Switch today at virginmedia.com. New customers, Virgin Fiber areas, subject to restrictions and credit check. No setup fee, online only. Terms apply.
The McSpicy Frank's Red Hot is back. It's the McSpicy, but hotter. With 100% chicken breast fillet, melty cheese, fiery jalapenos, and the irresistible Frank's Red Hot mayo. Danger, danger. Make it hot. Have Otis. Available until the 17th of June. Serve from 11 a.m. Participating restaurants only. Subject to availability.
News update. Next.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everyone. It's Wednesday. Get this. It's the 21st of May.
We're rattling through the
Joining us in this, Carey, we're coming towards the end of the fifth month of the year.
Yes, it's frightening. We're only a month away from the longest day. That's even more scary.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, it's the longest day, and then after that, it starts getting darker again.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's not like 25 hours.
It's not 25 hours.
Right.
No, it's not 25 hours.
They should do that. That would be fun.
That would be good. Just once.
On the show today, well, I'll tell you who's on the show today after Dominic Byrne gives you the news. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump's announced plans to spend more than $175 billion on a Golden Dome missile defense system. It'll put American weapons in space for the first time. The US president says it will be capable of intercepting missiles launched from the other side of the world.
We have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors.
In other news this morning, it's being reported three people have died in floods in the Var region of southeastern France. It's thought an elderly couple was swept away in their car in floodwaters. The union at the centre of the two-month-long Birmingham bin strikes has accused government commissioners of sabotaging talks that are aimed at resolving the dispute. The government says it's simply false to suggest attempts to reach an agreement have been blocked, though. And we should get an update on how much the cost of living has gone up shortly. Official figures are expected to show inflation is at its highest level for over a year.
Have you ever been reading something?
Mm.
Or something's on the news or something, and they're saying what it is. And you kind of go, in a moment of honesty, you say to yourself, I don't understand a word of that.
Right.
I don't know what that means. And if you're reading something, maybe, because this happens to me, my attention drifts slightly and I realise I've not actually understood the words I've read and I need to go back and read it again.
Mm. Which story?
It's the moment when you have no clue what the words mean.
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump has no clue what the words mean to what he's clearly reading out.
We have officially selected an architecture for this state-of-the-art system that will deploy next-generation technologies across the land, sea, and space, including space-based sensors and interceptors.
He's reading that.
A series of words.
Like, he's like, okay, what am I saying when I go out there? He's saying this. We have done this and with space interceptors and yeah, I've no idea. Okay, but that's fine, I've got that. Okay, good. I'm ready to go. Let me know when we're on.
Yeah.
You're on.
Sport.
Kevin De Bruyne's final home game as a Manchester City player ended in a win last night. They beat Bournemouth 3-1, moves them up to third in the Premier League now. The midfielder addressed the crowd at the Etihad after the game to say his emotional goodbye.
I don't know how to explain it. To have almost a full stadium, you know, supporting my family and me says everything. Who can have 50,000 people just waiting for you to say goodbye? You know, it's undescribable, and thank you very much.
Crystal Palace.
Where's he going?
4-2. Don't know yet. There's no plans.
If he wants to come to Leeds,
yeah,
we'll give him a run out.
There's rumours he might be going to Liverpool, which would be weird. But
Wrexham.
Yeah.
We never asked.
Wrexham.
We never asked Humper.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
They've ruled out Jamie Vardy, sadly. Crystal Palace earned a 4-2 victory over Wolves in their first match since they lifted the FA Cup. And it's a big game tonight. Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim admits the Europa League final is massive for them, but is reiterating it won't turn a poor season into a great one. They take on Spurs in Bilbao this evening. The winners will qualify for the Champions League, that's despite the clubs being 16th and 17th in the league.
People will look at our team in a different way, because winning a European title is really important. But again, nothing is going to change our season. Players know, everybody knows, the staff knows, the fans knows.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
No.
Everyone knows.
There was an extra nose in there.
There was.
Who edited that?
Right at the end.
There's an extra nose.
There was a nose.
Yeah.
People will look at our team in a different way.
Listen to the. Am I wrong? Is this bad editing? Is there an extra nose?
It's really important. But again, nothing is going to change our season. Players know, everybody knows, the staff knows, the fans knows.
Oh, no, that's right.
The fans knows. The fans knows.
Yeah, the fans knows.
Yeah.
What about the fans knows? And why would he insult his own fans' noses?
Absolutely. The fans and their massive noses.
Since I have been at this club, I've noticed the fans' nose.
Yeah.
It's very big.
Very, very.
Very big, big,
very big.
How you say Pinocchio?
Yeah.
In fact, there was a fan the other day. He turned his head and he whacked me in the eye.
Yeah,
with his big, long nose, like a crocodile.
Yeah.
Sticking out of his face.
That's right.
Like the Mr. Man that had a big nose, but I can't remember what his name was.
Mr. Nosey. Mr. Nosey.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
How have we not done that?
It's my English.
This.
Oh, I haven't done the weather
yet. Radio X
from Global.
Sorry, I can do the weather.
Yeah,
no,
sorry,
Tom. Let's find out what the weather is.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
So, quite a few showers around in the south of the UK today, but mainly dry and sunny elsewhere, and temperatures getting up to around 23 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
The Chris Miles Show.
Just trying to find a little piece of music there on my phone.
Big game tonight, isn't it? Spurs-Man United.
Oh, yes.
Oh, is this the Europa?
Europa League final.
Okay. Europe.
Yeah.
Now, is the Europa... No, it's not, is it?
I was
going to say, because the story is like one of those teams will go through to Champions League.
Yes, despite the fact they're 16th and 17th.
Despite the fact they've both had terrible seasons.
Yeah, awful.
So I was about to say, is this like a little window for somebody gets the chance to be in it? But actually, no, the Europa League's not. That's not like the worst teams get to have a go.
It's not. You could argue in Europe that you've got the Conference League, which is sort of one level below the Europa League, if you like. It's still.
As a Liverpool fan, do you have an interest in this game tonight of who you'd like to win?
I mean, let's just hope football's the winner.
Right.
And, you know, I'll probably be supporting Spurs. But,
okay.
I mean, do you know what I mean, though?
Right.
But you haven't
got beef with Spurs, have you?
No.
Spurs are pretty nice team.
Absolutely. No issue with Spurs. We enjoy beating them.
I think they're. I saw a little clip of their manager getting a little bit. He was a bit offended by. Someone nearly called him a clown or something. I thought it was a bit rude.
Ange Postecoglou.
That's it.
Someone called him a clown.
Yeah, he's a bit. Because Spurs haven't been playing very well,
Worst season ever, maybe? Yeah.
And he said last season, I think he said, I always win a trophy in my second season. So this is his second season at Spurs. So there's a lot of pressure on him to win a trophy. Oh,
well, there's pressure if you say, I always win a trophy in my second season.
Never say that.
I know. There's a lot of pressure. And he gets a bit spiky with reporters.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Because he's not, because I guess when you're not doing very well.
He should watch Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that would cheer him up.
He's got to believe.
Yeah.
He never makes eye contact with reporters if he's had a bad game, either. Oh, it's quite awkward.
He does look like the kind of bloke that you could go and have a few pints with, and then towards the end of the night, when he's starting to get a little bit lively, that's when you need to leave him and go home, because otherwise, you know.
Meant to be a very nice
What are
man.
You looking at, mate?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you looking at?
Where's he from?
Australian.
Ah.
Sorry, hello.
Mm. Yeah, that was rude. Was that not clear from our voices?
Who are you looking at, mate?
Ryan.
Who are you looking at, mate?
Yeah, that's it.
Who are you looking at, mate?
Yeah.
Ange Postecoglou.
Oh, that's sorry. Right. Let me do it again for Pippa. Good eye. Let's try another shrimp on the barbie.
Ah, better.
There you are.
Classic.
Thank you.
Now, John, who's working on our show, has just been in during the adverts before the news to find out what everybody wants for breakfast today. Breakfast. What are you having?
Breakfast, I had bacon and beans. Breakfast, I had bacon and sausage. Breakfast, I had bacon and egg. And today I had bacon and beans.
Ah! Anyway, as you may or may not be interested in, probably not, I'm intermittent fasting at the moment, which basically means I'm just skipping breakfast. Today, I could absolutely eat breakfast because yesterday, well, let me tell you what happened. Yesterday, I got the train to Leeds to go and see my mum. And so I leg it out the door. I'm on a 10:30 train from King's Cross. Now, I'm going to be sat there in my seat on my own for 2 hours and 14 minutes.
Right.
And they will come up to me and go, would you like a drink?
Mm.
But they're also going to say, would you like something to eat? And at the time I'm getting the train, it's probably going to be breakfast brunch.
Oh, and you've got food literally next to you.
Oh, and it smells so good. Yeah.
And it's a bacon sandwich, basically. Bacon roll, bacon bap.
Yes.
With their choice of HP sauce or ketchup.
Right. Oh, God.
And other stuff on offer.
Yeah.
Anyway, here comes... I get on the train and then a few other people on the train. This guy gets on the train.
Excuse me, is this train going to Peterborough?
He was clearly French.
Yeah, very clearly French, just as Ange Postecoglou was.
And I heard someone go, I don't know, mate, it's going to Leeds.
Right.
And he goes, yes, I know, but Peterborough.
Hmm.
Leeds, and I'm like, I'm staying out of this, but this is hilarious.
Absolutely stopping at Peterborough.
Yes, I know, it goes to Leeds, but it stops at, I don't know. Okay, yes, I think it does. So he sits down.
Yeah.
This fella clearly thinks the train to Leeds only stops at Leeds.
Straight to Leeds.
Right. Anyway. Hiya, do you want breakfast?
Yes, I'll have a bacon sandwich, please.
Mm. Do you want sauce, love?
HP, right, lovely.
And then she turns to me. I loved you on breakfast.
Oh, that's cruel.
You've got to go for it.
Because you're getting hunger pangs, are you, at this stage in the morning?
See, now, by now, we're looking at 10:45.
When would you have eaten the night before?
Done by 7:30.
Seaward. What, are you in 15 hours now?
Done by 8.
Right.
Definitely done by 8 o'clock. So what are we talking, 8? 9, 10... 11, so 12, 13, 14, coming close to 15 hours with no food. I do have milk in my tea. Anyway, unbelievable. I'm like...
Did you say no?
I'm saying to myself, Samo, just say no.
Just say no, Samo.
Just say no, you know? Samo chased the dragon and got a bacon sandwich.
He did, that's famously what happened.
Just something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway... do you want breakfast, love? And I go, no, thank you.
What? Well done.
Wow.
And off she goes down the rest of the carriage.
And then it's too late.
And you know what? I had a little feeling of, good for you, Chris. Good for you.
I thought you might say, and do you know what? I started crying.
No, very simple. I metaphorically wafted her away.
Mm.
Get away with you and your bacon sandwich.
I'm fine, thank you.
I shall enjoy Mr. Frenchman across the aisle from me eating his.
No, you won't enjoy that.
Oh.
And then...
I knew there was going to be more.
What?
It's about, I don't know, however long later. Tickets, please. There you go. Thanks, love. Tickets, please. Frenchman.
Mm.
Oh, we don't stop at Peterborough, love.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, no. Peterborough. No, love, you're on the wrong train. No, I checked. And the fella further up the carriage could hear him going, I told him it goes to Leeds.
Just to Leeds.
She goes, no, no, you want to get off at Stevenage. I think that's the first one. And then you can get a train from there. But yeah, we're only 5 minutes out from Stevenage. So get off there, love. Oh, okay, thank you very much. So Stevenage comes and he gets off the train.
Yeah.
With and then we carry on. So he's gone now.
And he's had his bacon sandwich, so he's...
No.
He is, oh, no.
Oh, no, this is cruel.
Ah.
So you can see what's coming.
I see what's coming.
I'm sat on a table of four, and there's just me.
Yeah.
Flames are quiet. He's sat in the little window seat, which is normally, by the way, what I prefer, but, you know.
Yeah.
You get what you get.
A bit of extra leg room in the aisle.
And he's paid for
this. Here comes your woman down.
Oh.
Sandwich goes down to where he was sat.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't know. This woman, she doesn't know he's gone off the train.
Mm.
So there it sits.
Oh, that's cruel.
And by the way, it's not bacon.
What is it?
Sausage sandwich.
Oh, is it?
He's got a sausage sandwich. And I don't like HP sauce.
Right.
Ooh.
But guess what?
What?
HP sauce is on the side.
Oh, we can add it.
In a little sachet.
Add it at your own will.
So I could eat it.
Mm.
I could even say, excuse me, love, have you got a spare ketchup sachet? And I can have sausage sandwich for breakfast. And now technically it's 11s. It's brunch.
Yeah, it's brunch.
Mm.
So.
And?
What did you do?
Well, I text Tiff. And I told her the story.
Did you?
And
then just to prove that I'm not lying.
Yeah.
There's a photo.
Ah.
Of the empty seat.
Ah. Look how inviting it looks.
With a sausage sandwich.
No, it's not even in a packet. It's just there.
Look at it.
You can't leave it. I'm sorry.
Look at it. Staring at me.
It really
three
is.
Three sausages, three whole sausages in it.
I had my headphones on and I could hear, Chris.
Yeah.
Chris. You have to eat us. We're starving people in Africa.
Come on, Chris.
Hello,
you
Mr.
Should,
Chris.
You love a bacon sandwich.
Oh, and then you
listen to the fruit salad. It never stops talking.
I hope it's Nestle Quick Thing.
Do you remember that advert?
Yes, I do. What was that for?
It is Nestle Quick. What was it?
I don't know. It's the
Quick Milk
something.
Whatever it's called. Anyway, I didn't have it.
You didn't?
Wow.
I didn't have
this
it.
This is amazing restraint.
I know.
I'd have woofed that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I get to Leeds and then met my brother and then we went to the Trinity Centre because I wanted to go to the Leeds United shop and get myself a cap and a couple of little things, right? So then I do that. And then we were going to go to the hospital to see my mum and we were going to just pop in and get something to eat because now it's like 1 o'clock and I haven't eaten and I need to eat. And then we go to one pub. The Vic's gone. It's closed. They're still not open.
Oh, no.
You know, the one back at the town hall?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and then we went to another pub. That was closed. So then we went to the town hall tavern. Apparently, it's a gastric pub now. I love what Leeds thinks a gastric pub is. And so we go in and said to the guy behind the counter, hi, are you doing food? And he goes, no. Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I've gone from all of that intermittent fasting, all of that torture with the sausage sandwich, the whole works. Yeah. And do you know what the first thing I was that I had to eat yesterday?
Go on.
Packet of bacon fries.
Oh.
What's the point?
I don't know.
What's the point?
What's the point? I should have had the sausage sandwich.
You should have.
The first thing I ate yesterday, bacon bloody fries. But they were delicious.
A-D-O-S. Coming up. More Radio X radio broadcasting on Radio X.
Radio
all
X.
The way to your personal radios.
Right.
Greg Davies calls him Little Alex Horn, but we call him Alex Horn, and he'll be in the Radio X studio after 8.
Alex Horn.
Plus, will we develop our new drumming feature called Beat Off with Andy Burrows? Stay tuned for more, folks.
Oh, no.
The Chris Moyle Show really is the smorgasbord of the radio world.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
A couple of things. I might have said gastric pub and not gastro pub.
Oh,
someone's
did you?
Pointed out, going, gastric is the band, Chris. Oh, and by the way, one of my favourite bands.
Yeah.
And also as well, Can someone please tell me what it was? The advert was started, listen to the fruit salad. It never stops talking. And there's a little girl and she had her hair behind her ears. And they're like, oh, yes, oh, no. And there's the fruit salad was talking. Oh, I hope it's Nestle something. It is Nestle.
Wasn't
some,
Brian Blessed
it's so lovely and creamy. And the fruit salad was talking. And it's not Nestle Quick Milk or anything like that. I wonder, it's not Nesquik Christian. What is it? Someone text me. Thanks. I basically use this show as my very own chat GPT. Anyway, I hope the Frenchman got to his destination and I never ate the sandwich. It's 7:18 with Kings of Leon.
Free, that's all that she could bleed. That's why she'll never stay. A wife, a naked in the night and looking for some play. But just another girl that wants to rule the world at any time or place. And when gets into your head, you know she's there to stay. You want it, but she's got it. Molly Tangled on a chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly Tangled on a chain of mine. Molly Tangled on a chain of mine. Slow, she's burning in your soul with whispers in your ear. It's okay, I'll give it anyway, just get me out of here. You'll plead, you'll get down on your knees for just another taste. And when you think she's let you in, that's when she fades away. You want it, but she's got it. Molly's handled on the chain of mine. She's got your pistol. Molly's handled on the chain.
I think it was Tip Top. Now, was it Nestle Tip Top?
Tip Top.
Or was it just Tip Top?
That was the cream, wasn't it?
Yes.
Tip Top.
And someone has sent me the blooming advert.
There you go.
Now, do you not remember this? Or do you remember
it? I remember Tip Top.
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember the advert.
Listen to the fruit salad. It never stops talking. You don't remember that?
I don't know. It sounds vaguely familiar.
It's so nice and creamy. I hope it's Nestle Tip Top.
Was whatever. Brian Blessed involved in it?
No, I just think it was just one of those.
Okay, one of those generic
voices.
Oh,
no, I'm trying to set. I'm trying to play PC1 load source. There you go.
I've got it on the screen if you want it.
Oh, well, there you go. All right, set it up from the beginning. Now, before you press play,
yeah.
I've got something else playing.
There's something else open. Bear with.
Is that when you listen to the Carpenters before the show to get you in the mood for when you move to Heart?
We've only just begun.
Get rid of all
calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Love that song.
What a lovely voice she's got.
Anyway, here's what. Before we play this ad, here's what I'm going to listen. This is how I think it goes. Okay. I'm not sitting in ears.
Okay.
Listen to the fruit salad. It never stops talking. And the little girl, she puts her hair behind her ears.
Right.
And then leans into the fruit salad. And the fruit salad goes, oh, God, I wonder what it is today. Oh, I hope it's Nestle Tip Top. It is Tip Top. Or okay. Whatever. I think it is. It is Tip Top.
So that's
listen
the
to the fruit
it?
Salad. Okay. It never stops talking. All right, let's play it and see if I'm
here
right.
We go.
Okay.
Listen to the fruit salad. Never stops talking.
Oh, be gentle with the topping. Don't drown my flavour.
If only it could be Nestle Tip Top.
It is Tip Top! Yes!
Very
now,
good.
Does that ring a bell to you at all?
It does a bit, yeah.
It doesn't, does it?
All right. I mean, it looks so unappetizing, doesn't it?
And then it like lifts itself off the table.
It flies.
Coming to give you one that I know you remember.
Go on.
Wake up, Daddy. Breakfast ready. There you are.
The Chris Moyles Show.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With Škoda.
It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Me somebody to love.
In the Dreams Mega May event, till Tuesday, save up to 20% on Silent Night mattresses. Dreams, love your bed.
Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth is coming to Apple TV Plus.
You still going on adventures?
Yes, I am. I just asked my sister if she'd come on this one with me.
We're looking for the Fountain of Youth.
No!
The fountain must be protected.
Starring John Krasinski and Natalie Portman.
So you really think you're going to find a magic pool of water at the end of this?
I don't know, but I think you want to find out.
Fountain of Youth. New movie streaming 23rd of May on Apple TV Plus. Subscription required.
Fancy the best burgers under the bun this bank holiday? Then make sure you take a trip down to Aldi first for our four-pack of specially selected British Wagyu burgers and strawberry and rhubarb lemonade, just 99p. So form a queue for the barbecue. It's going to be smoking hot, whatever the weather. Which cheapest supermarket 2024?
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
The Škoda SUV Showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Boylesy!
On today's 4 till 7 thang, the gang are out and about again. But where?
I'll be out in St Albans, looking for wild tigers.
While I go to Warsaw to get an exclusive manicure with Motley Crue.
And I'll be in High Wycombe for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based true or false challenge, the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. Doesn't matter where you are, from 4 till 7.
It's a day.
Radio.
What?
What?
Oh, Gav.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
If you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like...
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry, finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes, oh, my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Everyone, stop what you're doing. It's time to get back to the Chris Miles Show.
Radio X.
Hello, you're listening to Radio X. Oh, hang on a sec. There appears to be somebody at the door.
Hello, Dominic.
Hello.
It's me, little Alex Horn.
Hello, Alex Horn. How are you?
I'm early.
You are now, sadly, you are a little bit early. You're about an hour early.
I'm going to be interviewed by Chris.
That's right. Chris will be talking to you later, Alex. How are things with you, generally? Everything all right?
Yeah. Good, thank you.
Good.
The Taskmaster man has been horrible to me.
Greg's been horrible to you?
Yeah.
Why? What's happened?
Because he's a big, long stinky bully.
Oh, is it? Oh, no. Yeah. That's not nice
and
to hear,
Alex. He wears big underpants.
With his what?
He wears big underpants.
He wears big underpants. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Is this weird?
It is a bit strange.
Can I leave?
Alex,
okay,
we'll see you in an hour's time.
Sorry about that, Dom. I was downstairs changing the barrel.
You just missed little Alex Horn.
Are you kidding me? Oh, with his little high-pitched voice.
And he was talking about big underpants.
Greg Davis, big underpants. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. Alex Horn will be on the show later. In the meantime...